Can't Beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $4,600 thanks to Always Night Pads. Stop leaking overnight on your period. Always Night Pads are designed for a perfect night's sleep with 100% leak protection so you can do your sleep thing. All right, Andrew, you know your stuff?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Please leave the room, Raven.
You got it. Good luck, man.
All right, here we go.
Thank you.
$4,600 on the line. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in, ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Yes, ma'am.
Number one, Tina Fey said that she and her best friend, Amy Poehler, have a favorite pastime, watching Saturday Night Live together. What's the name of the 2004 film recently turned into a musical film that was written by Tina Fey?
Mean Girls.
Number two, a documentary at the Sundance Film Festival traces the career and activism of Christopher Reeves. He played what DC superhero before his accident in 1995?
Superman.
Number three, Oscar nominations are out. Oppenheimer leads the way with nominations, but the news is that Margot Robbie and Greta Gerwig were snubbed. They were from what movie?
Barbie.
Number four, in case you didn't know, Sofia Vergara is actually blonde. She dyed her hair dark to make it in Hollywood. And she also revealed the main reason why she and her husband, Joe Manganiello, divorced. What's that reason?
Oh.
That's time. Number five, Percy Jackson and the Olympians is a series of 6 fantasy novels that have a cult following and have been turned into films, musicals, and a TV series. Who is the author?
J.K. Rowling.
All right, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
3 out of 5 for Andrew.
All right. Not great. Not terrible. Let's see how I do. It's a whole lot of money, bro.
Number one, Tina Fey said that she and her best friend, Amy Poehler, have a favorite pastime, watching Saturday Night Live together.
Okay.
What's the name of the 2004 film recently turned into a musical film that was written by Tina Fey?
It's Mean Girls.
On coming up next month, I have tickets to see Tina Fey and Amy Poehler together. And I don't think I've ever been so excited for something.
Are you going to scream out from the audience and be like, pick me to be your friend?
I love you!
Right. They're going to be like, all right, lady, that's enough.
Ma'am, in the last row, please sit down.
Right. Calm down, lady.
Number two, a documentary at the Sundance Film Festival traces the career and activism of Christopher Reeves. He played what DC superhero before his accident in 1995?
He was the Man of Steel, Superman.
Yes. Number three, Oscar nominations are out. Oppenheimer leads the way with nominations. But the big news is that Margot Robbie and Greta Gerwig were snubbed. They were from what movie?
Barbie, of course.
Yes, you guys are tied. Number four, in case you didn't know, Sofia Vergara is actually blonde.
I had no idea.
She dyed her hair dark to make it in Hollywood, and that's how she got the bit on Modern Family. She also revealed the main reason why she and Joe Manganiello separated. What's the reason?
He wanted kids. She did not.
Yeah, she said she was too old, and she didn't think it was fair to a child to be an old mother. Okay, number five, Percy Jackson and the Olympians in a series of 6 fantasy novels have a cult following. They've been turned into films, a musical, and a TV series on Disney+. Who is the author of Percy Jackson and the Olympians?
That's easy. Stephen King, of course.
It is Rick Riordan.
Definitely my next answer.
I'm sorry, Andrew. 4-3 today. That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
Thank you. Thank you so much. My name's Andrew, and I could not beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, bro. $4,700 tomorrow, Anna. Are you sure it wasn't Stephen King?
I'm positive.